That means after the Guru Shakya Muni Buddha teaching stopped here, when Maitreya Buddha just sent to that time he will look for anybody who has an answer, you know. He will look for then he became the first disciple of Maitreya Buddha and they received petition for enlightenment. So he became enlightened in that time. It's like chant the mantra as well. And that special benefit of the mantra. Then if you chant Maitreya Buddha mantra, you are able to keep your mind in virtue, so it helps for that. And able to practice 10 virtues, renounce 10 on virtue, you see. And then it helps also external prosperity, inner prosperity to increase the virtue, but also external prosperity. And that makes to be born a thousand, will turning king thousand lifetimes. So that will turning king. I think a thousand will turning king makes you born. So that. And then you never get reborn lower realms. Never get reborn lower realms by hearing Maitreya Buddha. So this is very good to chant for people and the animals. One of the best thing to chant. your home, if you have dogs, cats, you know, animals at home, it's very good to say, or even outside, you know. Namo Ranadayaya, Namo Bhagavate Shakyamune, Tathagataya Arahate Samanya Sambuddhaya, Tayatao Mahanjite, Hanjite, Avaranjite, Hanjitendaya, Hara metere avalokite kara kara ma samaya siddhi baram baram bodhi mera visa mara mara ema kama samaya bodhi bodhi ma bodhi so om maye maye ma maye so om ne mane mara so. This is a very powerful method for success. A purification for healing for everything. Means of collect unimitable, most amazing merits. So Om Vivala Karabe, Mane Barabe, Tadagadani, Adesane, Mane Superbe, Pimana Saraka, Peru, Dogatra, Pizabella, Venuia, Adesan, Cabe, Soha, Ayata, Began, is a very powerful cause for success. And then and then by hearing the mantra you don't get reborn lower realms. So it's very, very important. If you want if one wish happiness, do not want suffering. I've been saying even the mosquitoes, turtles, you know, snakes, cockroaches, you know, everybody should recite this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, and meditate the mantra. Since they want happiness and do not want suffering. But of course they can't recite because they don't have a human body. But we have a human body. So we've got to recite. Otherwise so you lose unbelievable opportunity. Cool way to achieve to be liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering and to achieve enlightenment is such the easiest way by chanting this mantra. And then you cause all the happiness to this four levels of happiness up to enlightenment to numberless endeavors. So you don't. So you see, by chanting this mantra, you are able to do that. So easy. Okay. So that. So therefore, we have human body. We have this incredible, unbelievable capacity, opportunity. Wow, make life so easy. You know, wow, those are hard ones. So easy to achieve enlightenment. Wasn't it? That doesn't happen. So this is greatest loss, and this is greatest ignorance, you know, that if you don't take opportunity. So that seven minutes for that. Here is about telling you about a child, here is about the water method, Jama Kabat, the time gives. Here is about the Mela child, here is about Chotaka, here is about Yangam, here is about a child, here is about Jabalata, here is about Mindelabu, here is about child, the young ones. So whatever prayer you have done, may it be extra timid or something right now. And whatever prayer you have done, may it be extra timid. This is what you can do after each name. Okay? It's very important. So, yeah. So, then one more is mantra to purify the very heavenly karma. You know, killed the father, mother, caused blood to Buddha, killed the arhat, who completed path, you see, and caused disunity among the sanghas. So then, if you do that, end of this karma, immediately after that, you get reborn straight in the lowest hot hell, the inexhaustible hell. You know. And then you experience the heaviest suffering in samsara. You experience the longest time. So all this gets purified. Also by this last mantra, okay? And collectively, any of these couples in the past lives, even not this life, in the past lives. Mateada, Tawada, Gadar, Teadola, Tamada, the Gabet, Tamarana, such as the Baba, was all some of the wishing every man of which it is. Oh, okay, so that's it. There's one mantra that from the liberation sutra, okay? One mantra that by hearing this chanting you never get reborn Lord Rams. So namam buddhaya namam dhammaya namam sangaya om dante darani tayata akashane babini esava tamani bani ishamana pibashana bimala subaredama nekhana Paruniya taya tamale tale ulu ulu shi vede mandra mandra swaha. Then this is Amitabha Buddha's mantra. This is by reciting this one time, it purifies 100,000 years in its karma. Namorana nataya namo bhagavata Amitabhaya tatakataya rāte singa sambhataya to amete Amitabhavya amitasambhava amitabhidita amitagata amitagamina amitag ayudhatikana kitikara sabala tanjayakari soma amitabhati umpe mandhari hum. So that's it. So I think that's enough, okay? So, for this year. Okay, so thanks. So this is this contains Buddha's really given by Sunatha Lama. So there's quite a number, but I've got one here. So this so each time when you see Buddha's really, it purifies 1,000 nirkama. And this contains 4 Dhammakaya relics. The minute you touch those 4, that goes on 4 or 5 very heavenly karma collecting the past lives, get purified. Then the 10 unvirtuous actions get purified. You see, right? Then this statue was given by Sunatha Dalama, the recent time that sometime with Dharamsala. So I believe the same blessing as Sunatha, taking blessing for Sunatha, then this Shakyamuni Buddha statue. Sunatha met 1,000. So, gave that statue, so Sunatha said to keep it. Okay? So, blessing from Buddha, okay? So then, when the statue touched, think Buddha sent light within you and totally purified 4 things: sicknesses, spirit harm, negative karma, defilements, okay? 4 things purified. They receive all the Buddha's qualities for you. That's very good.
Arrangements now before we commence the lesson. Everybody here will get a lesson for sure. So we leave out from the glass door. Once we finish the lesson, if you're in a position, let's start there and reach through the glass door. For entrance, for those people upstairs, courtesy to come down.